This episode is brought to you by the Blackest History Month ever. It's never been blacker than this, y'all. Now let's get the show started. It's been a smooth
hour. Why you didn't wash your face?
Oh, did I have like eye boogers?
No, it's just like a crustonomy.
I just rubbed my eyes, so some of it probably resurfaced. Like Nico, this just won't go away. So, did I get it?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, my eyelashes are so long; they be holding on the dust and particles.
Mm-hmm. That's what happens to mine.
Anyway, so what's been going on?
Did you just say holding on like Nico?
No, resurface. You remember when? You remember when? The first episode of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta? Like, I don't know, 2 seasons ago, after the whole sex tape scandal, and they were meeting. Mm-hmm. They had them met in this restaurant, looking like some evil villains, and. You know,
who Nico and what's the name?
Mm-hmm. And she was like, "Nico has resurfaced."
Yeah, that's why I don't watch that about.
Like she fought him to the death,
and he came back.
Yeah, and he fell overboard, and they never found his body, so she just assumed he was dead. But oh no!
Like they do with people who go off to war.
Yeah, like have you been watching The Following on Netflix? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so good. It's about this cult leader, but Kevin Bacon thought that he was dead, but he wasn't.
He thought that himself was dead?
He thought that the cult leader was dead. I'm sorry. I didn't give enough backstory. I figured you and I were the only ones that haven't seen The Following. It's actually a pretty good, like, hit show. Yes. But anyway.
I missed that one.
So, what's been going on, friend? How's life?
Life is life. Life is great. You know, I'm doing a bunch of stuff.
Uh-oh, doing big things. Do you care to share, or should you wait until, you know, people just see your name on billboards and in lights?
I'll wait.
Okay, great. So, I mean, is there anything new? Like, you know, I haven't seen you in, like, you know, a month. Like, when we're apart, we're apart. But when we're together, it's never better.
Is that right?
I guess. I don't know. It could just be me being corny. But what's up? Nothing much?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been working on a couple of things.
You've been cooking. You about ready.
Damn you. This is why my life is the way it is now. Because of people like you. But yeah, I've been working on a couple of things. They're not secrets, but it's not like entirely all out in the open. Mm-hmm. I'm redoing the site, so, you know, just have to stay tuned, I guess.
Yeah, find out what's happening.
Right. If you follow me on Facebook, I'm very, very active on Facebook.
Big teens are gone. Oh, sorry. What was that?
Are you finished?
I can't help it. I just got a good night's sleep.
So. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful for you because.
Yeah, but your Facebook is lit.
I know my Facebook do be lit, but my Twitter, my Instagram, not so much.
I think Facebook. You know what though? Like, Mark Zuckerberg is not going to let Facebook be the new MySpace. He's not going to do it.
He's not going to do it.
I think his company is worth over like $300 and something billion.
Yeah.
If I was reading correctly, because I was reading that whole article about him reprimanding some of his employees about writing All Lives Matter after scratching out Black Lives Matter. And at first I kind of like... I kind of disregarded. I was like, oh, here we go. Am I going to have to delete my Facebook? But he actually had some pretty valid points. One of the main points being that black people have specific issues that pertain to them. So how dare white people say all lives matter when clearly black people just want justice for different things? You know, we want the same justice that white people get when they commit crimes. White people aren't, you know, just shot down in the streets. They go through trials and different things like that. They go through the system. But the system also wasn't built for us. I'm sorry.
It wasn't. And no. You're right.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, you know, if he didn't make the situation right, I don't know what would have happened. Like, I just don't know. I just don't think that people would be fucking with Facebook like that. And then again, they might still be.
They might still be, but I'm also glad that he took a stance.
But I would get off of it, though.
But I think it was very smart on his part, because this is his business. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's dealing with all types of people. Everybody is on Facebook.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So for him to, you know, even though they might not be his personal core beliefs, I mean, we don't know. But, you know, at least he's not out here pulling Tommy Hilfigers and saying that he didn't make his clothes for black people, you know? So I can appreciate that. And,
I'm just glad, though, that he made that situation right.
And he said that, and it was like a statement that was released, and he said that he wants his employees to go to a town hall about Black Lives Matter so they can be further educated.
And they do. Like a town hall, I think they need to do a town hall and an e-learning.
I mean, you and I have been in corporate for long enough, so I'm thinking, you know, pretty soon people are going to start getting fired. Like, if this is going down the road, I think it's going down. Like, he's going to have to show people that he means business.
Now. Next step.
Okay.
It's termination.
He tried.
People are going to be impacted.
Yeah. Hello. Some people about to get their package. Get their severance in the mail, or maybe their desk will be chained up when they come in the morning. I don't know.
No pun intended, because this is still Black History Month.
Yeah.
You have to be careful with the word chains. I'm just saying.
Okay. Isn't this like the best Black History Month, though? I think this Black History Month, because I guess I can only speak from personal experience, but normally when Black History Month comes around, I'm just like, ugh, you know, because there's so much that takes away from Black History Month. Me and a coworker were talking, and I got worried when they said that they'd agree with Stacey Dash, but then she broke it down, and she didn't really agree with Stacey Dash. She was just saying how Black History Month is overshadowed. Like, the Super Bowl was this month. We have Valentine's Day. You got George Washington's birthday or something like that. It's President's Day. So much else is going on, and Black History Month is kind of pushed to the back.
I just think that this Black History Month started off well when Beyonce released that video.
The Formation?
Yes.
Yeah, Formation, actually, I mean, I've never been a Beyonce stan, and I don't think I ever will be. They never say never, but I'm pretty sure about this one. I like what she's doing. I appreciate her for using her platform in such a positive light.
Riddle me this. I think we needed the Formation video.
Yeah.
In this Black History Month.
But have you seen white people, the white covers, the white people doing the covers?
Oh, my God, no. I can't. My heart's not ready for this.
Where do you get off? Like, the song specifically, the song says you take that Negro with that Creole and make a Texas Bama.
Did any of them do blackface?
No.
Okay.
White people. There was like a ballad. Like, this one dude, he was sitting with his mohawk and he was at a piano. You take that Negro with that Creole maker. Dang, I was like, really? And then it was this one dude. He had like a cowboy hat. I got hot sauce in my bag. Swag.
I don't want to see that.
It was a country. It was like a good old country time. Country time lemonade.
I don't.
But when you talk about somebody who got a hearty chuckle.
You ain't shit. You shouldn't have been laughing at that. That's not, that is racial appropriation at its finest.
I laughed so hard. I had to take a bowel movement. But anyway.
Really?
You know how, like, your stomach contracts? Mm-mm. Okay.
I don't ever laugh that hard. Oh, my God. Speaking of stomach contracting, yesterday in class, it was this girl, and she was sitting next to this dude or whatever. She's sitting next to him every day or whatever, you know, because we all have our spots. And, you know, I look over, and they just laughing, but it's like a quiet laugh, like a kind of like a snicker, mm-hmm. whatever. So they just laughing, and I was like, so I leaned over. I was like, what's going on? She was like, I farted. And I was like, okay. And then I look over at the dude next to her, and he got like this one Denzel Washington glory tear coming out of his eyes. Mm. Like he just smelled something that changed the world. Right?
Right.
So I'm like, I'm really thinking about that. And I'm like, you couldn't hold that in? Like you couldn't just, you know, walk that out?
Sometimes your body won't let you.
No, but then to make matters even worse, she farted and then backed away from it mm-hmm. and then left the smell over by him.
Right. I'm going to just sit this right here.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then she said, I'm sorry, y'all. I stepped on a frog.
I never heard that one.
When I tell you, I was so embarrassed. And I'm not even the one that pooted.
Right, you were embarrassed for her?
Right. I was embarrassed for myself.
Oh, okay.
Because I was like, this is not.
She said she stepped on a frog.
Yeah. And she just was laughing, and I was like,
I mean, flatulence can be funny. It just all depends.
Not coming from a girl. I don't think that's funny. My kids probably don't even know that I even fart or whatever. They probably think they, because nobody's supposed to know.
Right.
Nobody's supposed to know.
Okay. Okay.
Have you ever heard me fart?
No.
See? And you never will.
I mean, but I guess that is a girl thing. My mom's the same way. I think for girls,
nobody should know.
Unless it's just like dire straits.
Yeah, but even still. You have an emergency plan set in place.
You're supposed to know where all the exits are when you walk into a room.
Right. Or know your evacuation plan. Because I don't think that it's cool for, you know, I don't think it's cool. And then somebody else sent me a text message talking about something. I'm about to fart and it's going to be loud and stank.
Well, at least you got a warning, so maybe that was your cue to like duck and cover.
Or
like,
why would you excuse yourself? Why would you tell me that?
I know. Why not just walk out the classroom yourself? You know what I hate though? I hate when I look around and I'll fart, right? Because nobody's around, and then it's like I could be on like the aisle at the grocery store, and I'm the only one on the aisle. And as soon as I fart, 10 people will come on that aisle.
So you be the crop dusted 10 people. So fucking gross, man. I don't think you're supposed to fart. You shouldn't be eating anything that makes your stomach hurt to where you have to fart like that.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm on this new, like...
That's what happened when you eat meat.
I'm on this new eating regimen. Nah, vegetables leave you gassy, man. Like...
Not if you eat cabbage, yeah. But other vegetables, I don't think so.
I don't know. Like, and like boiled eggs. I'd be gassy though, but I'm trying. I'm just trying to eat right. I'm trying to eat to live. Hello. Speaking of living, Malachi Dr. Love Robinson has taken his 18 years and and said, you know what? I'm gonna make the most of these. No, but this story was so interesting to me because
what was the story? First of all,
we're getting into it. 18-year-old boy. Opens up a practice, calls himself a doctor, has a staff.
Paying these people.
Is paying and getting paid. Like, I was watching like a little excerpt or a clip online, and he charged this woman $3,000. And he was telling her to inhale and exhale and breathe in deeply, you know, to get rid of her chest pains. They call it a naturopathy. Naturopathy is supposed to
pathology.
Yeah, something like that. Where okay. That's the kind of doctor that they're saying that he is, where okay. He's just relying on, you know,
no surgeries,
right?
Just.
But then there are some sites that say that he may be a gynecologist. But he doesn't want to.
You maybe.
He doesn't want to disclose what type of PhD. He says he has a PhD, but he won't say in what field.
Because he's 18. What PhD do you have?
He doesn't have one.
Duh.
You know who else doesn't have a PhD? Kelly Price. But.
Wait. That was rude.
Anyways, she had an honorary PhD. Okay. This story is so fascinating because this boy is clearly smart, but
they said that he was
who let you? It's so hard to open up a business.
It's not that hard.
Mm-hmm. You don't need permits.
No, you need money. If you have money, you can do it.
So he had someone invest $10,000. Someone put
at one point, maybe. But you can't open up practices and have a payroll department and be paying people without no money. So he had some money. That's the only way that he was able to slip and slide by, because he had money. You'd be surprised.
I get it, but nobody like looked at
this. Somebody did.
Nobody said, "Oh, he's 18."
Nobody. As long as they got their money, hell, I wouldn't even ask. Why the fuck would I need to know how old you are? Just give my goddamn money. Your age doesn't have shit to do with it. I need my money on time.
This is a business. You gotta have building permit. Somebody's got to come in and do an inspection. No?
That's if you're building. That's if you're purchasing the building.
But you're trying to take care of people.
But if you're leasing it, all you need is money.
Okay.
Hey. And if Dr. Love came to me and said, "Hey, you're 20-something. Can you lease this building for me and I will give you $5,000 a month just for doing it for me? Plus, I'll pay the rent."
He had like rooms. This looked like a legit clinic.
It was a legit clinic.
I was flabbergasted.
Because he had money.
Wow.
Money is able to afford you these lifestyles that you wouldn't ordinarily have. You could do anything with money.
I blame the city. I blame somebody should have looked at that and said, "Hey."
But who's going to look at it?
Like, so nobody's like, "I'm sorry, sweetie, you're only 18 years old."
But I don't even think that part, it probably just came out that he was 18 when he got caught.
He looked 12.
But I look 12. I look 17 on a good day.
I get it, but I'm just
like, you know, this black don't crack.
I just wish that people would really take into consideration.
I don't need to know your age in order for me to get my paycheck if I'm working for you.
So then they found out there was an undercover cop or something like that went in, and I think he prescribed them like rainwater and lilac supplements or something like that. And quickly arrested him. This was in West Palm Beach. I've never been to West Palm Beach. Have you?
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay.
That face is a face of somebody who knows what they're talking about.
That nigga got, like, the wackest mohawk and his hand on his chin. Like, that picture screams friendship pictures, but he was the only friend.
But this is the thing. You can't take nothing away from this man because he knew the basics that he needed in order to get his goddamn money.
Right.
You know you need a website.
Yo, he had a website.
That shit looked legit as fuck.
Did they bring the cameras in there and stuff? But he had all the alphabet behind his name. PhD, MD, OBG, OBGYN. But they were saying, they were kind of worried if he was like an OBGYN.
He used psychotherapy, electrotherapy, and other techniques to treat his patients. But he wasn't cutting on them, so it counts. Mm-hmm.
And you really don't, that's what they were saying. They're saying like naturopathies, they really don't need a license to practice.
You really don't, but see, he had one. Because he was a physician.
But he said that his PhD, it didn't matter.
It was a player haters degree.
You hear that, Kelly Price?
But yeah, like you can't. Like, can you really blame him?
I can't.
If all I need is money to afford the lifestyle and to do whatever it is I need to do, you wouldn't do it?
Yo.
If I could become...
Like, I'm not even going to sit up here in front. I see him.
No, but if I could become a doctor with $10,000 up front and then flip that shit and make that money make itself, You wouldn't become a doctor either?
Not if you're...
People's lives are...
Not if you're prescribing... If they drink the rainwater, it'll be okay.
Right, yeah. Go outside and take, like, 6 sips of air and you'll be fine.
Yeah, but that you need to do your research on that, too, though.
Oh, okay.
So he needs to be compensated.
For what?
Research hours.
People were probably coming to him with, like, real issues.
People were probably still coming to him because they were fixing him and fixing them.
Fixing
him. No, he was probably fixing the
them.
People.
Oh.
So they kept coming back. Like,
he wasn't even open for, like, 9 months.
It's all right. 9 months is a long... that's a run. Time. That is a run.
They arrested him for, like, malpractice, though.
It's all right. So he'll get out.
Yeah, he probably will.
And the thing about it is he can't never lose his medical license because he ain't never got one. He ain't never had one.
That it's a fascinating story. I'm just trying to figure out who let this happen. Like something
he let this happen, and this is a very smart young man. I don't take nothing from him because he was able to fool people for 9 months, and he built that bomb ass website. That shit looked legit with white folks on it and all.
Right, cackling in the background, mm-hmm. holding like folders and wearing the smocks
and the scrubs. Yeah. Like, you can't be mad at him because he fooled you.
It was like a Heritage University website.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It served its purpose.
It did. I'm just mad that, I don't know.
They just mad because he's black, because I think white folks do this shit all the time.
They probably do.
Wait, he was arrested for, so when he decided to look at some poom-pooms, then that's when he got arrested.
Yeah, because that's sexual assault. That's true?
Is that true? That posing as a gynecologist.
See, but they...
I think that's what did him in. He was like, you know what? I'm just going to step my game up. Mm-mm. Now I'm going to take this to the next level.
So, see, maybe he would have been all right.
Let's start
if he
doing PAPs.
No. I would have ran up out of there. I would have threw my folder with nothing in it up in the air and ran out the door. Like, you are not about to get me on these charges. Like, that's a whole nother violation of people's.
It says, fake doctor had real patients. How in the hell? But I mean,
really, no. That's
I think this is what Dr. King stood for.
I'm upset.
It's Black History Month.
This reminds me of that episode of Nip Tuck when that dude was walking around the hospital, asking people for stool samples, and they were just letting him stick his fingers up their behind.
if nobody asked the questions.
But that's sexual assault. Like, I can't even.
It's
make
not
fun
assault
of that.
If you're just looking in there to see what's wrong.
If you have to, but if he's putting his fingers up there or giving pap smears, that's sexual assault.
Not
man.
If you know what you're doing. Mm-mm. Just because you ain't got no papers.
No. Nope.
It's women out here letting niggas do that to them for free, and they ain't even doctors. Okay.
<Mm-mm>, sorry. My bad.
Whatever. I just think that, you know, this young man is very smart, and whatever prison he's going to, they should be terrified.
Yeah, he's going to be an evil genius in the prisons. I wouldn't mess with him. I'd let him have, I don't know, my cornbread.
Let him take your cornbread.
Let him take my cornbread.
You own your cornbread.
Okay.
But where are his parents?
His grandfather went with him to the interview, I think, or something like that. When he had an interview with Good Morning America, and they say his grandfather was there.
Oh, but was his grandfather the one
that put up the money?
Yeah,
I was thinking that, but they never really did say who gave him that $10,000.
That was just startup money. You was in business for 9 months. You were paying your employees. What were you paying your employees with? $10,000 is not really going to go that far when you have to rent out an office space and pay phone bills and pay internet bills and buy computers. And
it looked like that is joint looked legit. And I think it was rumored that he had two.
I take
pretty
it.
Much. He probably had like a Pez dispenser like hooked on his belt buckle, and he just, you know, here you go.
Take four of these. And call me in the morning.
That's crazy. I don't even like going to like a real doctor. So I know I wouldn't have been up in there.
But yeah, speaking of doctors, you hear about the girl that had toxic shock syndrome?
My sister was actually talking about this.
Wait, but do you know what it is?
Toxic shock?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she told me the whole story.
No, do you know what it is? What is toxic shock?
No, what is it?
You don't know what it is?
What is it?
It's blood poisoning.
Yeah.
From blood.
Right.
So this 20-year-old girl forgot to take her tampon out.
Mm-hmm. And my sister was like, how?
Yeah, I don't understand.
My sister looked at, like, she was scoffing. She was like, how do you forget to take your tampon? I was like, well, I don't have those problems. So I don't, but.
But I'm pretty sure.
She was.
Like.
But no, didn't the article say something about she was so overwhelmed with, like, school?
Fuck that. And you forgot you had a period, bruh?
No, you forgot you had it up there. Like, she didn't realize something was up there.
But you didn't smell anything funny for 9 days? You just thought it stopped?
Yeah. I mean, I have questions.
I have a lot of questions, and I have a period. I'm just like...
But I just don't feel like that is my area of expertise.
It shouldn't be, and it's not.
So I'm going to let you have this one.
She was 20 years old. Mm-hmm. I can understand if you were like 14 or 15.
Yeah.
But you're 20.
So you should know.
This is not your first rodeo. You've been had a period for at least 7 years. At least. Mm-hmm. Some people get more.
This is true.
But how do you forget to take out? Like, how do you just walk around? Nobody smelled anything funny or, like, weird. She didn't smell anything funny or weird. So you wait till, like...
9 days? It was 9 days?
It was nine. It was up there for 9 days. They said, the article that I read, it said that she escaped death.
I'm sorry. So. Death had her in its clutches.
And she escaped it because they caught it in time. But yeah, toxic shock is like a bacterial infection that from blood poisoning. And it could lead to limb amputation if left untreated.
Right, because she couldn't move. She was immobile. That's how she knew something was wrong.
But you didn't know nothing was wrong, bro, when you went to the bathroom?
Yeah.
And you ain't see that string no more? How can you get...
So did it just keep going? Is that what happened? Like, it started here, and it just ended up there?
Like it kept rising, like the tampon was rising up through her uterus.
Yeah, it just kept going. Is that what happened?
But it's a cap on your uterus,
like, right?
It can only go
so far.
But when you push it up there the first time, it's pretty much already there.
Oh, okay. See, I don't. I gotta go back to school.
But I'm just trying to figure it out. Like, how do you forget that you have something in your vagina? But yeah, anyways, she's fine.
Oh, okay.
She's
right.
Fine now
she escaped it.
Because she escaped it. That shit was just crazy to me. I don't understand how you can just forget that you have something in your cootie. But yeah, I don't know. Anyways, on February 26th, rest his soul, it was the anniversary of Trayvon Martin's death.
It's been 4 years. I didn't realize it had been 4 years already. It seemed like it just happened. Like, still.
It did.
I mean,
it kind of did just happen. 4 years.
That's not a long time, but I'm talking about, like, yesterday.
I don't know. It's just so sad. It's just so sad that, you know, after his death, it was just, like, even more deaths. You know, we got Sandra. We got, you know, Eric. We got all these people. Who, you know, Jordan Davis. Mm-hmm. That was here in our you know, city. Mm-hmm. That shit happened.
Right.
If you don't know who Jordan Davis is, he actually got shot at a gas station because they were playing their music too loud. And this white man just opened fire on this vehicle with these teenagers in it.
It was like 9 months later, after Trayvon Martin got shot, then this happened. And that's when I was like, when did it become okay to just kill, for just random white men to just kill black people, to just open up fire on black people? When did that become okay?
It's not okay.
It's never okay. Over loud music, like.
And who deemed you the president of the volume control? Like, how can you, never mind.
Yeah.
I'm just, because I'm going to get upset all over again. But anyways, he would have been 21.
Wow. He would have been 21.
He passed when he was 17, so he would have been 21.
Wow.
And February 26th is also Erykah Badu's birthday. So I bet 4 years ago on that day, it was horrible. Yo. It was horrible. But anyways, happy 26th birthday, Miss Erykah Badu, because I love you so much.
Mama's gun still knocks. So I guess, and we'll just keep this serious train going.
No, I don't want to.
This is just like a constant reminder to me that if you're not... if you're not a straight white man, you don't really have any say-so in what goes on in the country. Kesha is going through some legal battles right now, and I'm not really like a... I know of her music. I'm not really like a Kesha fan or anything like that, but I just kind of let her rock and do what she do or whatever.
I like Kesha because she's like the alternative white girl.
Right. And I think this is one of those situations. Well, because my whole thing is, okay, you're accusing... Okay, so she's trying to get out of her contract with her with Sony Music, but she's on this record label through Sony Music with this guy named Dr. Luke or whatever like that. It's Kemosabe Records. That's her record company. Okay. And she wants to get out of that because now she's been in a relationship with this man, but it's been an abusive one. She's claiming sexual assault, verbal abuse, domestic abuse. There's something in the article. I read something where he compared her to a refrigerator, saying that she needs to lose weight.
What?
Wait. Yeah, saying that she needs to lose weight.
That's not funny, but it's funny. It's not funny, but it's funny because, like, bruh, for real, a refrigerator, bruh?
Yeah, but, and...
Oh, you look like a refrigerator like that?
I don't know how to take that.
How do you compare somebody to
a refrigerator?
I don't even know. I probably would just gather my belongings and just...
But she felt like this man had a certain power over her. He was her producer or whatever. She was on his record label, and she felt trapped in a sense. Like, there was nothing that she could do, so she felt like she had to live up to these expectations or whatever. She was in rehab. She's just going through a lot for this. And I think it's a thing of, one, people look at Kesha and the type of music that she makes and the type of persona that she gives off and will automatically write her off as like another slut or a thought or whatever.
Right.
Like that,
because
and say, this is what she deserves. This is what
but
she
that's
gets.
Not, no, that's not what she deserves.
Right.
I would never
but this
say
is,
that.
I think this
but
is
that's
how,
the type of, she, yeah. The type of music that she has, it kind of influences people to want to just have a good time everywhere under the influence of drugs and alcohol.
Right. And, you know, they're saying that, you know, this is what she gets.
That's not what she
gets.
Based
on the type of music that she makes.
No.
Because people can't differentiate between her music and her as a person.
That shit is not real. Like, come on, people. Like, I love Rihanna, but do I think that Rihanna thinks that she's a fuckboy in real life? No. I don't think that Rihanna thinks that about herself.
Right.
Like, she's unable to have a relationship because she just wants to fuck people over. Like, no, but that's like the premise of a lot of her music is like,
right.
You know, fuck you, I'm rich.
And she's still, like, so she's still,
bitch, better have my money.
I mean, but, and you see, like, that's a prime example too, though, because, you know, Rihanna's been had, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think in the music industry, a lot of this goes on. I think it's good to see that, you know, she has the support. I think Taylor Swift donated $250,000. You know, she's got the support of Miley Cyrus, Lorde, Kelly Clarkson.
First of all, Taylor Swift is always trying to fucking join somebody's campaign or trying to buy somebody off. Buy somebody, like, you see what she did.
Her movement seems a little inauthentic.
It does. It just seems like, oh, that's something else that we can donate to. You know, let's have Fetty Wap come on the stage.
Yeah.
Like, girl, shut up.
Yeah. But I really feel like, why not let her? Like, I was reading up on Kesha. I didn't realize that she had platinum hits.
She do.
And she was at the top of the Billboard charts. And
she do.
I didn't realize that.
People
so,
love her because yeah. her, because of the type of music she plays, party. She sings party music.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, you know, she got a lot of fans. I mean, I enjoy her music. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not every song, but most songs.
Okay. And that's, I mean, I just, I really feel like people don't take things like this seriously. Like, if she was, now let's say she was Taylor Swift, do you think that she would be getting the same type of treatment that she's getting now?
First of all, like Kanye, if Taylor West Swift was
like, oh, that's right, at the Grammys. But she, but
no, see, not even at the Grammys. Oh. Kanye West got this song on his new album, Life of Pablo, and it's called Famous. And he said something like, I think me and Taylor could still have sex. You know, why? Because I made that bitch famous. And, like, the internet was in an uproar about that. But I was like, people should know that Kanye West is not trying to sleep with her. Because Kanye West, if he sleep with her, then he's giving up half of everything that he owns. Because Kim Kardashian is going to have that ass.
Yeah, I mean, but people
can't differentiate what's real and what's not. And it seems like everybody is so fucking either overly sensitive or desensitized. Yeah. There's no middle ground. There's no gray area. It's either you're overly or you're underly. So, because, you know, because everybody, this is the state of this world that we live in, this country that we live in. It's just like some things are a big deal, but to others they're not. Right. When somebody gets raped,
it's not a big deal. Well, it depends.
It is a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Like, somebody's taking something from you that you can't get back. Like,
but this is a prime example of how they're making light of the situation. They're saying, okay, well, she didn't come forward, you know.
And they're trying to make it seem like it's her fault.
It's her fault. Yeah, which is what I don't like. I hate when, like, I mean, yes, granted, women do lie about being sexually assaulted, but I still feel that there are enough real sexual assaults that are happening out here that they should take it seriously, whether or not, because...
You know who do take it seriously, though, every single time?
Who?
Olivia Benson.
Who was that?
Law and Order SV.
Oh!
She takes all those crimes seriously.
Yeah, I mean...
You're not getting away with it.
I mean, people...
Mariska.
I mean, because... And I feel like, too, if it's not true, then why are all these women... Because these same women that are, you know, banding together to in support of Kesha have worked with this producer. So there must have been some characteristics or something that they saw in him that says, well, maybe she's not lying. Or maybe they've seen them interacting together and said, well, you know, this story might have some weight behind it. Like, those tears that she was crying...
I feel like,
you know,
it should be taken seriously, but because people look at the amount of time that's went by that you haven't said anything,
right,
or, you know, why are you still with him, why are you doing, people look at all the other factors and not really pay attention to, okay, you've been sexually assaulted or you've been raped,
she's being abused.
But, you know, a lot of times when people are abused, they don't really know that that's what it is.
Yeah. Because you've already gotten so deep in it.
Like, you think that this is just how it is.
Right.
Like, you don't even know that you're being abused. Mm-hmm. Like, if somebody punches you in the eye when you wake up, you think that it's because of something that you did. So,
right,
not really realizing that people shouldn't really be putting their hands on you anyway.
And that's another thing. Like, you know, everybody else is blaming you. You're blaming yourself. And you wonder why people aren't coming forward. My thoughts and prayers are with Kesha, because I just really...
That's a horrible place to be.
Yeah.
I think mentally and physically, that is just an awful place to be. And speaking of awful places to be, Raven Simone is leaving the U.S. if a Republican gets nominated. I just wish she'd just go on and leave right now.
She said she was going to Canada.
She need to go somewhere.
Why didn't she go to any of the continents in Africa
that she's
from?
Yeah,
one of the continents that she's from, she could probably take residence there.
There.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of the continents.
One of those continents will, I'm sure, welcome her with open arms
and legs.
And non-existent, though.
Oh. I
because
mean,
they don't
exist.
She could just, like, fall into the oblivion that is that 87th continent. I wonder how many continents are on the continent of Africa, you think, in her mind.
We need to ask her, because the only way to get a definite answer or a definitive answer is if we go straight to the source.
Straight to the source, yes.
So I just...
Well, I mean, if she leaves, I'm pretty... that sounds like something that she heard somebody else saying she thought it would be cool to repeat on The View. So I'm not really like...
I'm just mad that she did it to herself. She can't blame anybody. This is your fault.
Did you hear about 50 Cent on the IRS? But he posted like stacks of money on Instagram.
I don't.
Speaking of whack celebrities, you know, I just thought I'd throw that in there. What does she got?
You know, the Oscars came, or did they come yet?
I don't think they've aired yet. The Grammys. I watched half of Kendrick Lamar's performance and I was in awe. Man, Kendrick Lamar could do so much. Like, I think looking at that performance, I mean, that's poetry, that's acting, that's like Broadway. You know what I'm saying? Like, Kendrick Lamar seems like he could do so much. Like, what if he directed like some stuff like in the future?
I think Kendrick Lamar is dope. I think that...
He's a well-rounded artist,
I think this is another example of why this Black History Month was so amazing.
Yeah.
Because he really, like, and I guess that was a Michael Jackson performance. That was like a reenactment. Michael Jackson had did that before.
Oh, okay.
Like, I didn't know until I saw the pictures on the internet. But it doesn't matter. It was just very, very, like,
well, I mean, because Beyonce does that, too, though. She's like, oh, Michael Jackson is one of my greatest influences. That's why we see the videos for the songs, because Michael Jackson was known for, like, you know, putting out a video and premiering it. Yeah,
like great visuals.
Right, right, right.
Beyonce can execute that. I feel like she's the only one that's able to do that. Kendrick Lamar's videos be okay, but his performances be the shit.
I know. I would love to see what he could do, like, for Broadway or something like that. I don't know if that's what he's pursuing, but I feel like that could be, like, a lane that he could probably delve into based off of what I saw on the performance.
He's uber creative.
Yeah.
And I've seen Kendrick Lamar in concert, you know, a couple of times, and I've enjoyed all of the shows. Like, mm-hmm. I think he's dope, and I think that one thing that we don't have to worry about with him, that we're kind of on, you know, like, teetering with Beyonce, was the fact that he is a Black man. Mm-hmm. Beyonce had to remind people that she was Black, and the whole fucking world got mad, but...
I mean, but did they really not think that she...
They didn't like that shit.
I mean,
my folks did not like that. They didn't like none of. They weren't here for it. They didn't like it. They don't want to see that. They want to see single ladies Beyonce. They don't want to see, you know, Stop Killing Us Beyonce.
Right. And they want to.
They didn't want to see the sinking cop cars.
You think Justin Timberlake can get on SNL and do a reenactment of Formation?
I would hate to see that.
I would too.
I would if that happens, they need to wait until after Black History Month. Just let us have this, please. Right. Just let us have this.
Don't take this from I was trying to come to the conclusion. Well, maybe, you know, we say white people have everything, but clearly not, because they're always in our stuff. Like, if they had everything, wouldn't they just leave our stuff alone? No.
They have everything, they want everything from us.
Oh, okay.
And any new thing that we create, they want it.
Okay.
It's theirs.
All right.
There's people out here that's going to give it to them, like Ben Carson. But anyways, I don't think we need to talk about that.
No. Some of the things that I listen to or that I hear that I see just never cease to amaze me. Have you seen Tisha Campbell's new video?
Shut up. Why are we talking about this?
Hey, Janicia, thank you for... That's the only way I was scrolling through my
Janicia,
timeline.
Janicia, why?
I was scrolling through my
Janicia,
timeline.
Janicia, why?
I was scrolling through my timeline. And Janicia was like, can somebody's auntie please explain this to me? Oh, so it was like her in the studio, and it was like the kids from her big brothers and big sisters.
No.
Like, it was just like, I don't know, just people, and they were in there dancing, and, you know, you better recognize, and, you know, I'm not Gina. This ain't Gina. She was making a point. Like, I think this is like
a reenactment?
No. She's like reinventing herself.
No.
She was like, this is,
no.
She was like, this ain't Gina.
No.
She was like, this is not Gina.
And I do not.
I got my friend, Tasha Smith. Tasha Smith's in the video. I got my friend Tasha Smith here just to, you know, help y'all understand that this ain't Gina.
She might as well just get the whole cast of all Tyler Perry's movies put together and just do a video.
Yo, she hasn't done a Tyler Perry. I'm surprised she hasn't done a Tyler Perry movie.
Are you really surprised?
I mean, but Tyler Perry know how to reach back in the depths and pull back these actors and actresses that are good, but they haven't worked in a while. Mm-hmm. I give them credit for that.
I don't want it.
That's all I got, bro.
Well, I mean, this has been fun. Like, welcome back to Bart's Life. After a little break, but we got some good stuff coming up for y'all.
Hopefully you like it. Just my Facebook be jumping.
Yeah, continue to jump on Destiny's Facebook. We'll see y'all.
And talk to me on Twitter if y'all want to talk to me. And I'm on Snapchat.
What if you? Oh yeah, your Snapchat be lit.
It do when I snap.
Yeah. But you be on Facebook. I think you can't. Can you successfully do like all the medias of the social?
I think I can because there's too many apps that allow you to post from one spot.
But I just find myself like, for instance, gravitating more to Snap. I feel like
Snap.
I know, and now like everybody be on Snap, and we be like talking and joking, and it's so fun.
I know, but you then, was like talking mad shit at first when I was telling you to get on Snapchat.
I just felt like I was too old for Snapchat. I felt too old for Snapchat. Wow, I felt too old. I was late to Instagram. You know what I'm saying? So that's just me. I was really late to Twitter.
Yeah, me too. I just got on there.
So, but I feel like, I don't know, Janice be trying to help me out. She was like, all this stuff you be saying on Snap, you could tweet. But I feel like you get to see my facial expressions and my tone. You can hear it clearly on
you
Snap.
You should just do both.
I'll try it. One day I'll try it, you know. But anyway, as always, you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Is it? That's where I'm from. I feel like. Bank it. That's what I just thought of when you did that.
Yeah, I was delivering.
Oh shit.
So we are on YouTube. We ain't made a video in a while, but you know, check out our old videos if you so choose.
It's all
iTunes, it. SoundCloud, Automatic.
It's all at Two Parts Life. The number 2 PRTSLIFE
@gmail.com.
If you want to email us.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.